response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother Effin' Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, and we're on a ferry boat.
And the F stands for ferry today. I think we got to just hurry right into it, because the ferry is boarding, and our Beat Mix contestant's supposed to get off the boat, so we got to be quick about it.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And we have Allison from?
Edmonds.
And Allison, are you ready to go? Steve, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to
All
go.
All right, get out of here, Steve.
Okay, goodbye.
Those playing along at home, Allison has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Allison?
Yes.
The largest ferry system in the U.S. operates in which state?
Washington.
Correct. Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
Pass.
In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
Breast.
No.
Pass.
With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferry boats operate in Washington State?
20, 22,
no,
24.
No. What do you call the vertical pole that holds up sails on a boat?
A mast.
Yes. Which war had the most battles at sea?
The World War I.
No.
Two.
Yes. What decade did Washington State Department of Transportation take control of the Washington State ferries?
40s, 50s, 60s.
No. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. The Titanic's wreckage is at the bottom of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Correct. Before electronic navigation, what animal species was used as a living compass?
A pigeon.
I'll accept that, yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The butterfly.
Yes. Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
I can hear it.
Sail.
No clue.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Allison. That is a fine score. Where's Steve? There he is. He's running from the galley. Steve, welcome back.
I was just checking out some of the fine baked goods that they have in the cafeteria. They have some nice Alki cookies, some blueberry muffins. It looks like maybe pizza is going to be served later.
I love that. I'm
very excited about all of this.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
The largest ferry system in the U.S. operates in which state?
Washington.
Correct.
State. For the last 75 years.
Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
AWOL Nation.
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The breaststroke.
No.
The doggy paddle.
No.
The backstroke.
No. With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferry boats operate in Washington State?
21.
Yes. What do you call the vertical pole that holds up sails on a boat?
The mast.
Yes. Which war had the most battles at sea?
Which war? 3.
No.
2.
Yes. Which decade did Washington State Transportation take control of the Washington State ferries?
Weren't they called like the mosquito or something? I watched a couple of YouTube videos on the ferries, to be honest. I don't know. The 30s?
No.
The 40s?
No.
The 50s?
No. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Oh, and I'm wearing a Jaws shirt right now. Steven Spielberg.
Correct. The Titanic's wreckage is at the bottom of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Before electronic navigation, what animal species was used as a living compass?
Ooh, dogs.
No.
Cats?
No.
Rats?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a tie. 7-7. Good work, Allison. Thank you for playing.
Yay, thank you very much.
Are they going to kick you off the boat now?
They are.
All right, she's
got to
go.
And you're coming back on the boat?
Oh, absolutely.
This is amazing. I love that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Way better than the last time you said that you got 0 right.
Well, I got 0 the first time.
And then she beat you the second time.
Yes.
And now you tied.
Look at this.
Steve Miggs in Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, he swam the butterfly.
The butterfly.
The decade that Washington State DOT took control of the ferries was the 1970s. And before electronic navigation, they would use birds as a living compass. They'd bring birds on the boats and then release them. And they just instinctively go toward land. So that's how they would get home.
Hey, can we give a quick shout out to Victoria? We just met her. She had to get. She also had to get off the boat. She wanted to make it clear to us and said, hey, make sure you give a shout out to all the people who work on the Washington State Ferry. She takes it all the time. She is she's over at Body Motion Physical Therapy and says that it is just an incredible job that they do here. And we've witnessed it firsthand this morning. It's been nothing but awesome.
Yeah, big shout out to all the Washington State Ferry staff. You guys are incredible. And we're having a blast. This is insane.
It's a great time.
The Daily Mix Show.
So we were a little bit hopeful that they would let us steer the ferry this morning, but sadly that area is restricted.
Very rude.
And even though I'm wearing a captain's hat, it's not good enough.
Well, I guess we just upset them because we asked if we could honk the horn.
Yeah, and they said no. But we're going to find out what it's like to be at the helm of the Walla Walla from one of the boat's engineers next. Rockaholics, we are live on a ferry boat, currently docked in Edmonds, but we will be making our way back over to Kingston on the Walla Walla.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, I have no idea where we are. I know it's either Edmonds or Kingston, but we've been going back and forth all morning. It's been an absolute blast.
Our show is afloat, and one of the reasons why is because we have a chief engineer by the name of Scott Maddox joining us right now. Scott, are you the boss?
Yes.
Okay.
You are in charge of this boat.
Can we hit the horn? Can we do it?
Well, that kind of is up to the captain.
So oh.
He's actually the ultimate authority, but only per my discretion.
So how many people that are aboard this vessel right now could actually legally drive the boat, steer the boat?
Two.
Two people.
Well, steer or drive.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, so these boats are, they're not pilot house control. They're telegraph boats.
Okay.
So we run the propulsion plant from the engine room.
Duh, Taryn, I told you that.
Of course.
Doesn't everybody know?
I know.
I was like, dude, you don't know about that?
Yeah.
Propulsion plants?
So, yeah, we run the props. We take speed and direction commands from the pilot house or the captain or the mate, whoever happens to be, you know, given the commands. And then we allow them to run the rudders.
What is the size of the crew on one of these boats?
Oh, the deck crew, I think, is 12 or 14 people. And the engine crew is either 3 or 4, depending on the ship.
So are there more people working on this boat or Mark Zuckerberg's super yacht that just ended up in Seattle?
Well, I can't disclose that.
He's
such a close friend of mine.
Right, yes, of course.
I saw he was blowing you up on your phone earlier, too. That was really crazy. So it's a stupid question, because I think I heard that some of the boats are now hybrids. Is this a hybrid boat?
Only one so far.
Okay.
Yeah, the Wenatchee.
The Wenatchee. Okay.
Yeah. Which route does the Wenatchee sail typically?
Gosh, I think they mostly do Seattle to Bainbridge.
Seattle to Bainbridge.
So I have a plug-in hybrid, and it takes about 12 hours to charge that thing. How long does it take to charge a ferry?
I have no idea. Actually, I don't think that they've implemented the technology enough to really answer that question.
Okay.
But if somebody can, it would not be me. I don't work that class of boat.
How long do these ferries, what's the age of a, how old is this ferry and how long does this ferry, stay being used until it's okay, it's time to retire that ferry?
Well, let's see. I have to dig back into some files to remember. There's an old adage about some of the wood ships. How old is the actual ship if you keep changing planks out and sails and stuff? I mean, how old is the actual boat? There's definitely some steel here that's still from the original build. But you could keep these boats running for a long time. Mm-hmm. What usually happens is the technology that's on board, the parts and pieces, they become no longer available. Or it's just way too expensive to source them.
What happens to a boat? By the way, we're talking with Scott Maddox, who's the chief engineer on the Walla Walla this morning.
Which is what we're broadcasting from, which is just amazing that we're pulling this off.
We're up on the passenger deck right next to the cafeteria. What happens to a ferry boat?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Wow, go ahead.
I got a number of texts this morning on a ship. We call that the galley.
The galley.
I told you. Stupid. Propulsion pumps and galleys.
Cafeteria.
Jeez. Not the cafeteria. The place where you get your blueberry muffins.
Yes.
The galley.
So when the boat goes into retirement, what happens to it?
Well, it could be a number of different things. There's some of them that have been resourced, for the recreational, private industry.
Ooh.
Can we get our hands on one? Have a rock yacht?
Yeah, actually, we were planning on donating one just to you guys.
Oh, finally!
The very next one that goes out of service.
I thought the coolest gift we were getting was these little flags. Now we're getting an actual ferry boat.
Yeah, I will tell you though that the cost of ownership is not substantial.
The maintenance, I can't even imagine how much that would take.
It's hard to imagine.
Like a solo person or like somebody that's invested in something like that.
There's almost no one job on here that you could actually do all by yourself. There's a handful, but...
And shout out to all of you, because we've even got a few people that have been texting, and then we even met Victoria earlier just saying just like the crew here are just phenomenal.
Almost everybody that I've ever worked with here, they're all great people.
What was your first ferry job?
Wow, my first ferry job when I was 14 and a half. I got a job working on the Pierce County Ferry because my dad knew the guy that was that had the contract. The Pierce County Ferry is a little bit different configuration, I guess. The county owns the boat, but they contract the operation and crewing and stuff. So a friend of my dad had the contract at the time, and he said, well, I don't know if you're ever going to... At that time, you couldn't get the Coast Guard documents unless you had a job, and you couldn't get the job unless you had the documents.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, doesn't it? So you kind of had to have this, it was a bit of a catch-22. You kind of had to know somebody, to get into the business.
So in all the years that it put you on the spot, first thing that comes to mind, because there's a lot of crazy things that have happened on the ferry over the years, what's the craziest thing that you've experienced?
I can't disclose that either.
Okay. Well, the propulsion pump.
Yes, in the galley.
Most of the time, it's pretty routine, and there's a couple little hiccups here and there, but there's been a couple of times where you very quickly have to respond to developing situation.
Developing story.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the Walla Walla this morning. Thanks for keeping this boat running and for putting up with our wild idea to broadcast our show live.
No, we should
from
do this
Washington
all the time.
State Ferry.
Every Friday?
Every Friday.
Well, now that you're giving us a ferry, we'll just use ours.
Yeah.
Floating Friday. Thank you, Scott.
Oh, and Rose in Tacoma just wanted to give a quick shout out to my homie Scott. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Rose. Hope you're doing well.
We love you, Rose.
The Daily Migs Show.
All right, so we love a silly idea, obviously. That is why we ended up on a ferry this morning doing our show live. And apparently, Seattle rocker Aaron Jones also likes a silly idea, because when we asked him if he would board and hang with us, he said, of course.
And he's in the galley right now.
Yes, he's in the galley getting some coffee, but he is going to join us this morning at 7:20. Good morning from the middle of the Puget Sound. We are on a ferry boat doing our show live.
The greatest view of all time. We have a bunch of alcoholics on the ferry with us. This is fantastic.
We've got a little makeshift studio set up on the Walla Walla going back and forth all morning between Edmonds and Kingston.
And we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Washington State Ferries, where the kickoff of the week-long events are going to be happening next week, which is very cool.
Now, if there's one thing, Steve Miggs, that we know about rock stars, is that they love to get up early in the morning.
Yes.
And Aaron Jones is with us right now. Aaron, what time do you usually get up?
I hate you both. That's what time I get up. I get up, none of your business. Let's get the show going. That's what I'm saying. No, it's all good. I'm a dad, so I'm always up early anyway. So it wasn't nothing for me, man. And you guys are my friends. When you call me, I got to be there.
Thank you so much.
Have you taken the ferry much here in Washington State?
Of course I have. Yeah. I'm a born and raised Seattle kid, baby. Yeah. I've been on the ferry my whole life, dog. My whole life. This thing does. It's sure proof, right? We're not going to sink or anything, right?
No.
All right, cool. No, I'm not scared of no fairies, dog. I've been on ferry my whole life, right?
If you take your kids on the ferry, are they like mine is? He's just so fired up. We go out on the on the front of the boat and take pictures and let the wind blow in our hair. Do your kids love it too?
Yeah, not my teenager though.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's
so
cool.
She's here over here like, I'm tired. I just want to go. Get me out of here.
How do you sell that to your daughter? Like, hey, we're gonna get up early. We're gonna go on a ferry so you can watch Dad do radio.
I told her if you don't come, I'm not taking you on your field trip. And that's what I said.
That's a good way to go.
Field trip day?
It's field trip day. So as soon as we hop off of here, we're happy.
She's in the background nodding her head. She's like, he indeed did say that.
So this is like the pre-field trip to the real field trip.
Yes, the pre-field trip to the real field trip. Indeed. Yeah. So she's going on a field trip right after this. I take her to school not too far from here. And yeah.
I love that because I think all of us as parents, we all have like that bribe tool. Yeah. For us, it's Target. If all else fails, we're like, look, we'll stop at Target if you want. And then all of a sudden, Tatum's like, oh, yeah, whatever you want to do, guys, I'm down. As long as I'm going to Target, I get one of those little meow things. That's so awesome.
It's like Walmart.
What is the bribe for Barrett?
Ooh, usually the country store.
The country store.
The country store, because they always have good toys and good candy. So we love the country store.
I got to hit the country store right there.
So besides a field trip, what is usually the bribe for your kids?
candy. You know, the little ones is easy. Candy. These guys know. I'm sitting in front of kids right now, like, shh, candy, yep. Tablet, yep. Roblox. You know.
If you're just joining us, we are chatting with A'Ron Jones on the Walla Walla. Yes, we're on a ferry this morning. And A'Ron, what are some of the other kind of cool things you've been up to lately?
You know, I'm working on a record that we're getting closer and closer to announcing here. But I worked on a record. I signed a new record deal. You know, being a dad, like the norm, the use, you know what I mean? Got some shows, cool shows coming up this summer.
Are you going to France?
I'm going to France next year. Yeah, going to France in March of next year. I'm booked for a headline tour there in France for now. That's just 2 weeks, and they told me it's probably going to be more than that. So.
And I feel like when you were in France last time, I just following along on social media, you loved France. France loved you. Is that a huge part of why you're going back there?
We.
It's funny because so many bands will be like, oh, yeah, we're big in Japan. And I have a couple friends' bands that actually are big in Japan, which I think is just so cool to see. But you could say, no, I'm big in France.
Well, the thing is that with the, you know, France is the size of Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it just isn't taking
as
much.
I didn't know that.
See, America's all regional. You can have a band that's big in one region, not the other, right? So, you know, A'Ron Jones can be huge in the Northwest and, you know, upper California area, you know, but they don't know me over in say, Texas or Montana or something like that. Whereas, like, you know, if you get big in one part of France, you're big in all of France. You know, that's just what it is, you know?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
So, how long does it take to get there?
It only takes about 8 hours or so. Eight to 12 hours, depending on what you take. But because we go over the top of the globe, it doesn't take as long as you think it does, you know. But yeah, about 8 hours or so, eight or so hours, yep.
So if you're just joining us, we are chatting with A'Ron Jones, and you do have a show coming up locally. Is it? It's at Slim's.
Oh, so there's the Slim's thing, but I don't know about that one just yet. We're I'm supposed to do Slim's. I'm supposed to do Slim's. But there's been a, you know, there was some confusion going on. So, yeah, we're you know.
So, pay attention to your socials.
We're going to put a pin in that. Pay attention to my socials. There was some confusion going on there. So, I got to, you know, yeah. So,
do you have any other local gigs that you're going to be doing coming up? I know the summer.
Besides the Walla Walla.
Yeah, right.
The size of Walla Walla. Nothing super local right now. I'm actually taking off. I got a show with David Lee Roth coming up. I got a show with Chevelle coming up this summer. Some cool stuff. I'm playing in Vegas, so nothing too crazy. Probably until the fall, and then we plan to do some releasing coming up in the fall here. So yeah.
Is there like a town, you know, that you go visit that feels almost like Seattle to you?
Nashville does. Yeah, Nashville does. Except there's a lot more alcohol.
Like exactly. Bachelorette parties. Yeah, going through.
Exactly.
This is a greener area.
My buddy calls it Wakanda for white women. You know.
What? Oh, that's
it's like because every time we go to Broadway, it's like someone goes, "Oh, we're getting married!" Freaking out.
Now, of all the performances, all the places you've played, have you ever played on a ferry boat before?
I don't think I've ever played on a ferry. It's my first time. Yeah.
Have you ever played on a boat?
Yeah, many times. Always, yeah, many times.
Because I remember back in my old band, I remember one time we got to play a show, and it was a Doc Martin thing. It was on a boat. It was with, like, Harvey Danger and Fastball. It was forever ago. And I remember while playing, we hit a little rocky water, and I'm on the drums. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to go well. What's been the strangest show that you've ever played?
The strangest show I've ever played?
Yeah, venue-wise.
Oh, venue, man. One time, so they had the Olympic. It wasn't even like the trials. It was like the qualifications in somewhere in Olympia. It was some pool thing for the Olympics. It was like the pre Olympic thing. And they just had us outside in standing water. Like pedal boards out. And we're just like, this is cool. Oh, I thought we were going inside. No, you guys are just going to sit in the parking lot, actually, and do it here.
Apologizing to everyone around you. Yeah. I know we're in the way.
Everybody's,
we're sorry.
Like, oh, man, what are you doing?
Well, we asked you to bring your guitar.
I did.
You did board with that guitar. And sure, so we're hoping that we'll play a quick song or two. And then can we have you perform live from the Walla Walla?
Of course. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. A'Ron Jones is going to stick with us.
Yeah, we're here, man. Walla Walla. Buddy.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are live from Washington State Ferries on the Walla Walla, sailing between Edmonds and Kingston all morning live. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
just joining us, we are live from the Walla Walla. Not from Walla Walla.
No.
From the Walla Walla, the ferry boat.
And we are docking, it looks like.
Yes, we are making our way into Kingston now.
Yes. Okay. When the land's on that side, that's Kingston.
There you go, Steve.
I'm just trying to make sense of where we're at. All I know is at some point we're getting off in Kingston and we're going to go get pizza.
You're catching on real quick.
Thank you. It only took us till 7:40-ish.
Well, we floated the idea out to Aaron Jones. Hey, would you like to come aboard the Walla Walla and hang with us, meet some listeners, and maybe play a couple songs? And you agreed, Aaron. Thank you so much for being here.
I hate you both.
I know.
This might be the earliest gig of your life.
It may be. Actually, this probably is. Let's be real.
Well, what are you going to play for us today?
I'm feeling this song right here because it's kind of cloudy out, you know? It's called Sky's Crying. They say that there's comfort in the misery. And the way that that hurts is all I need. The darker it gets, the more I see. But that ain't the way it's supposed to be. But I'm only happy when the sky is crying. And I only smile when I feel the pain. If I'm not alive, then what's the point in dying? 'Cause I'm only happy in the pouring rain. So let it fall down. So let it fall down. Let it all fall down. Let it fall down. I just can't leave better off alone. The sadder the song, the more I feel at home. When my heart gets broken, it shines like gold. But that ain't the way it's supposed to go. 'Cause I'm only happy when the sky is crying. And I only smile when I feel the pain. If I'm not alive, then what's the point in dying? 'Cause I'm only happy in the pouring rain. So let it all fall down. Let it fall down. Let it all fall down. Yeah, let it fall down. Let it all fall down. Let it fall down. Let it all fall. Let it fall down. They say that there's comfort in the misery. And the way that it hurts, that's all I need.
Yes! Aaron Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Is that a song that's going to be on the upcoming record?
That was my last record.
We have just docked in Kingston. We are live aboard the Walla Walla.
Somebody brace Aaron.
Yeah. Somebody help me. That was my last record. That was from my last record. It's called The Sky is Crying.
That's great.
Beautiful.
This was a class. This was the one that started it all for me on this most modern journey of my life right here. Thank you. kissed my face and said she'd be right back. Before she walked away and cried. So take me away. Take me away from this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. Trouble! It's all I've ever known. How am I supposed to find some peace of mind? If I can't stand to be alone. So take me away. Take me away from this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. Oh, won't you take me away? Won't you take me away? Take me away. Oh, won't you take me away? Oh, won't you take me away? From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place.
Aaron Jones.
Hey, thank you.
Take me away. That was so fantastic.
I do love, just as you busted into the chorus of Take Me Away, that's when the boat docked and they were having to take all the passengers off of the boat. I'm like, that was like a weird music video.
I was like, they really are taking them away.
Yeah, right when you were saying
it. What the heck, man?
They listened to you.
Damn, they're like, oh, man. They just like, so I was like, get off the boat, bro.
Dude, thank you for joining us this morning and being a part of what always, is the most ridiculous broadcast we've ever done.
And a happy 55th, man. This is crazy.
Hell yeah.
Thank you
man.
So much,
that's
Aaron.
Wild. You guys,
we look so forward to the new album. Keep us posted. We'll let everybody know about it. Well, and thanks for just delighting our ears this
always
morning.
Man, thank y'all so much.
And keep on your socials, Aaron Jones Music, that way they can find out about future shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, thank you guys so much.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are going to play another game of Beat Migs on a boat this morning. And Steve, your record is 150 wins, 83 losses, and 42 ties, one of which came this morning.
So far on a boat, I've only tied.
Danny's going to wrangle another rockaholic aboard the Walla Walla, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.